Yes, you may argue, but he had given him paradise and showed him much favor. No, it's not the same for a person to sin in comfort and security and in a state of great suffering. In fact, the terrible reality is that your sins are committed amidst the countless afflictions of this life, and you are not even sobered by hardship, as if a prisoner continues to commit crimes. However, for you, he has promised rewards even greater than paradise, but he has not given them to you now, lest he weakens your resolve during trials, nor has he remained silent about them to avoid discouraging you with your struggles. As for Adam, he committed just one sin and incurred certain death, whereas we commit countless sins every day. Now, if he, through that one act, brought upon himself such a great calamity and introduced death, what won't we suffer who continually live in sin and instead of paradise anticipate heaven?